Now we're up to file 8. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Tuesday night. I'm sorry to say, I don't want to say his name, but this fine sefer made a big mistake. Someone came over to me at the end of last week's shiur and said, we're talking about you eating things before the meal. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not sure about Bracha Achrona, and he says, therefore you should avoid the whole situation. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens with a definitiveness that if you're eating things that require a bracha rishona during the meal, and by eating it before the meal and having a mind to pata during the meal, you're getting out of a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you do not make a bracha achrona, it's a hamshich. And if it's things that do not require a bracha in the middle of the meal, a bracha rishona, then there's no hamshich, and the things before the meal bear no relation and have no connection to the things eaten during the meal, and if they have to make a bracha achrona. It was pointed out to me that in these kitzur yomis, it says on the bottom that the Mishnah Berurah says except for drinks, that by drinks it's not true. So I said, huh? I said I'd look into it. I looked into it. It's a total tos. You have to cross it out. What the Mishnah Berurah says about drinks is that he's mesupik about by drinks, let's say water. Mishnah Berurah is mesupik under what circumstances you make a bracha rishona on water that you drink during a meal. It depends why you're drinking the water. Water during the meal is problematic. So the Mishnah Berurah says an eitzah is to drink water before the meal, make a bracha rishona, and pata the water during the meal. That's an eitzah. Then he says, but drink less than a shear. Because if you drink a shear, then you're right to have a problem. You don't know if you should make a bracha achrona or not. So I don't know what he understood. The Mishnah Berurah means it's goof, it's totally zeb zeh. In other words, what good is it if you drink a shear, you're back to the same problem. If you have to make a bracha rishon, it's just that then it's the other way around. You understand? If you have to make a bracha rishon on water in the middle of a meal, then you do not have to make a bracha achron on the water before the meal. And if you do not have to make a bracha rishon on water during the meal, then you do have to make a bracha achron on the water before the meal. So if you drank a shear before the meal, you haven't solved your problem. You've replaced it with another problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says about water. How that fella interpreted it, that by water the Mishnah Berurah doesn't, he made a mistake. He understood, Mishnah Berurah says, don't drink. So I don't know, he understood that the rules don't apply to water, but Pumfaker, the rules Shenein Mol apply to water, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says not to drink a shear before the meal, because you run into a problem since the rules apply. Okay, so it's a toast. Okay, we continue now. Write him a letter. Who did I want to write a letter? I wanted to write a letter to someone. I don't have time for anything. Write a letter. It's a waste of time. I would write to my friends, but my friends are in the kashrus department, and that's also a melucha in itself. And they just shut themselves off from the general parent OU. Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Tes, and we're up to Siv Beis. Now we didn't talk about wine. Wine is taka an exception. By the way, any vorspeise you eat before a meal, whether it's, we're not used to it, but many things are served. Let's say a smorgasbord is supposed to be a vorspeise. I don't know if people use it that way. They use it to not be hungry to eat a meal anymore. But a vorspeise, so you for sure do not make a bracha achrona on. Right, that's called lehemshech achila. You're doing it to be mamshech taivus hamaychol, so that automatically connects to the meal, and therefore you for sure do not make a bracha achrona on a vorspeise that you would eat before you wash, if that's the way it would be. What? Yeah, I'm not talking about a smorgasbord, because I don't know if it's true. You have to talk to a chef. You have to talk to like Chef Herschel, and you have to see if itaka. I remember I had a machlokas between two chefs, Mr. Kaufman that lives in Kiryat Sefer, who was the cook in Yeshiva Spring Valley for many years, and Chef Herschel. My shiloh was cantaloupe or grapefruit. I think I'm trying to remember. I think it was grapefruit. Grapefruit, everybody knows, is to be megarer taibus hamaychol. Just, you know, but I think the machlokas was cantaloupe. I don't remember anymore. Like a shiloh. If you want to drink wine, some say, even shayayin bo liftoach habnei meayim, to open the digestive system. It means to get the juices flowing. Ulam shechtai baso achila. Im kein hein bechlal suda. Now this is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch problem, which he tells us. The Bishnabura would have no problem with this, because since Yayin requires a bracha during the meal, so if he's drinking wine before the meal and pakering the wine during the meal from the bracha Rishona, so he for sure does not make a bracha achrona on wine. So that's settled. But he says there's a suffix if you would have to make a bracha achrona on wine. Where you can bench halayayin, the yifter, and you have in mind to part of the wine you drank before the mazon. We paskin that there's no problem of wine before. First of all, if I remember correct, wine Mishabura paskins is a first prize, is Moshe. Taibus of Michael, and certainly if you're drinking wine during a meal, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. Also, Shabbos, you have the svar of Kiddush b'mokom suda. So, certainly the Kiddush becomes an intrinsic, inimical part of the suda because you need Kiddush b'mokom suda. So, it's very kosher to the suda on Shabbos, even more so than during the week. But, yeah, but that's why, like many times I'll have made Kiddush already, so I make Kiddush for my Bnei Mishpacha, so but for me it's not Kiddush Mokum Suda, for me it's just a cup of wine before the Suda. So, but also the reason I don't have the problem of a Bracha Krona before the Suda is because the Maisel Mishpacha passes on wine, you do not make a Bracha Krona before the Suda, even if you're not going to be drinking wine during the Suda. Okay, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't drink wine before until the Shadayim, unless you're going to drink wine after benching, so you'll make an alagefen on that wine, and you'll have in mind to part of the wine you drank before you washed. The Amrotza Lishtos Yayin Sarif called the Masuda, liquor, Bein Shiyishta Gabbatel Kasuda, Bein Lo Yishta, Yizor Shalom Lishtos called the Masuda, Rak Pochos Mikazayas. Because I mean, he's going with Shitas on Sefarot that it's a suffix. I don't trust Zayis or Yosef. Not fully day suffix Bracha Chrona because the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Paskin that it's a suffix. Gimel Amrotz Alechol Kodem Until Shadayim meaning the Zonos. You're going honey kichin, honey cake, honey kichol, egg kichol. B'chadoyme Shebracha Chrona Shalom Iyalam Mechia. Bein shiyochol b'hem gam b'toch hasudah, bein shiyochol b'hem b'toch hasudah, mikomu kom hei niftorim b'bichas hamozon, ki bichas hamozon poteres al hamichya, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds. Shabura, I think, says it doesn't really. Yeah, but the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch holds it does, and therefore you don't have a problem. That's the problem, if you dilly-dally. Because there's too much of a break. So it's like a Hesach Hadas. How much is a break? Half hour. Okay. Salamichya is... What is the Mishnah Berurah passing about Salamichya? He passing Salamichya is not a problem at all. Mishnah Berurah, except that the problem is only the Hefsek. Okay, maybe tomorrow I'll say over the Mishnah Berurah that's brought down by Halacha on these. I'm eating the zone.